Yeah, I thought tonight was a good first step in seeing a lot of things we've been working on in practice. And trying to, we tinkered with some of the practice flow, kind of the teaching. We just kind of went back to focusing more on ourselves and watching our practice film and trying to kind of just pick apart ourselves and really less drill work, more five-on-five play, and just teach through the competitiveness of five-on-five, obviously the habits of what we're doing with our defensive lapses, why are they occurring. And I thought tonight was a good first step in that. You know, the start of the second half obviously has not been great the last few games, and we were close there to kind of being on our way, but the guys did a good job of getting that turnaround to hold them to 41%. Very proud of that. And by and large, I didn't think the offense was just this free-flowing. It wasn't necessarily easy. So I just want our guys to be encouraged by winning ugly by our terms. We were still over a point. And just letting kind of redefine how we compete through not necessarily what we're doing offensively, but just the defensive and winning plays. And I thought our guys did a great job. And then obviously for Andre to step into his first collegiate game and be exactly what we know him to be. So overall, good first step. Now we got to keep it, we got to protect it and keep fighting and stay desperate in practice, stay mature in practice, and string together some wins.
You know, words like connectivity and disjointed in the last three games, you know, have come up. I think I'm starting to pick up, like, you just want competitive fight.
Yes.
No matter how it looks.
No matter what. Yeah. And you know, we could bring our team in here and they would all agree, you know, and everybody understands that's such a recipe, but people also don't understand how complicated that can be when you are facing pressure and you got all these different factors that start to obviously ding you emotionally and mentally. Whether it's you, yourself, me, fans, you know, and that's the journey I love to take with our team, and why we try to recruit a certain type of kid who can understand that. But if you don't have it, you cannot win, and you cannot win consistently. If you have it, and because you're connected, I keep telling our team now you can problem solve in the game, which that's what winning this time of year is. You've seen just about everything. Defensively, offensively, we know what we want to do. Now it's about who can problem solve in game. And that's so much easier when it's everybody. And everybody's emotionally available. And that's what we're getting to. And I saw more of it tonight.
Coach Nagy would bring up a lot of times. I was thinking the last couple of years, because you brought that up in a little bit, about trying to break some habits.
Mm-hmm.
He would talk about toughness, things like that, not elbowing people.
Yeah.
But is that what you're looking for, too?
Yeah, we defined it, because some of it can be vague. And toughness, like, yeah, but coach, can you define toughness for us? So we just defined it by, like, okay, what do you guys think winning plays are? So they defined it. We wrote it on the board, and we said, okay, this is all that matters. We'll give you a little bit of Green Bay. We'll give you a little bit of other people. But until we start doing these things, okay, 50-50 balls, offensive rebounds and taking charges. I think we did one of, you know, each. We had 9 offensive rebounds. I think Solomon took a charge. I know we're on the floor. And what that does, it just creates that belief. And you don't have to be dependent on just the ball going in to create that, because that is, you know, if I'm going and making a shot, that doesn't necessarily give everybody else life. So trying to define toughness and then, like I said, not artificially drill it, because we could go roll the ball out and they could jump on the floor and we could all go yes, but until you do it 5-on-5 and when your teammates need you to do it, maybe it's a 10 a.m. practice, we need you to do it because we need you to practice the dependency on doing it. So that's our toughness and just trying to define that specifically so they can hold each other accountable.
So was that on your board?
Yes.
Clint, 50-50 balls, offensive rebounds, and taking charges.
Yes.
Anything else?
That was it. I mean, there's a lot on the board, but that's the main thing, in terms of kind of rewiring their focus, my conviction, what we're coaching, what we're looking for, because you can go a million different ways, yeah. And we certainly have. And we just thought as a staff we need to get back to the simplicity of, okay, what are winning? What do they think winning plays are? Not me, but what do they think they are, and then let's coach that.
Do they kind of know?
Yeah, they know.
Okay, did they come up with those?
Yeah, they set them. They set them.
All right.
And so it's just a real simple form of coaching. And I just wanted to get back to coaching the room right where they're at, and not necessarily what we need to do against Green Bay or Oakland or what, you know, mm-hmm. just seeing our men right where they're at and letting that lead my conviction.
I know it's Green Bay and they're struggling, mm-hmm. but if you could talk the importance of needing a win and getting a win.
It's critical. I mean, yeah. you can talk about it all you want, but until you step out there and you get a little bit of success and your guys can feel some of that momentum and that's how you create sustained habits, sustained belief. They got to see it work, regardless of opponent. I mean, and Green Bay's a Division I team. Yeah, they've had a tough year of adversity and a lot going on, but there's plenty of the kids on this roster that have come in here, Marcus Hall, Preston Rudinger, Foster Wonders, that have lit us up. Yeah. You know, so there was enough here, and they've been good enough in pockets to, and it's just not about them. And that's the point I want to get to, mm-hmm. in the healthiest way, where we're going to compete and we're going to focus on how we compete and just rest in that. And typically that's enough. You get so focused on other things you can't really control, you lose yourself and I felt like we were getting back.
Yeah.
Now we got to keep it.
Yeah. Coach, you know, I guess you were going to redshirt Holden, and then what factors led to him coming out of that?
A lot. I won't go into too much detail because his story is awesome. Mm-hmm. But it was just a conversation, just the timing was perfect. I'm very thankful. You know, a lot of it contributed to it. There's some academic pieces for Andre to get to a solid footing. There's some obviously basketball reasons with our deficiency. They're seeing Andre, how he's doing in practice. And then there's, most importantly, Andre's heart to want to play at this point. So it's a lot of things, and trying to factor in his adjustment to the first semester, all things basketball, school. And he is a beautiful kid. Like, a beautiful kid, a great story. His mom, Shamika, and their family, I mean, the humility that he truly has and the eagerness just to go and compete, it's the best. It's why coaching is the best. Because his story and his passion and some of the struggles that he has and things he gets to overcome, and we get to come alongside him and his mom and their family. And then for him to just step into the moment, like he played, you know, with as much freedom, and that's where look just unburdened freedom, like let's just go play. And Andre can do that.
Mm-hmm. You usually don't see that too much of taking a red shirt and then not
add it to the list of college athletics. You just don't see a lot right now. And then the fluidity of the rules.
You're right.
You know, and just again trying to see the room right as you see it, mm-hmm. and evaluate that. Like, you know, I think that's my job. And do you register your freshman? Do you not? Well, it's just the rules are changing every day, and every kid's situation is different. I'm just trying to do the best thing, one for our team, and then if the young man is the best thing, then you got to win-win. And I think in this case, yeah, it's unique, but it's a win-win.
What's the percentage of games you're allowed to play and still register?
It has to be under a medical umbrella. I think it's 30%. 10, I believe.
10%? Okay.
10 games.
10 games.
30% of your games.
Okay, gotcha. Just curious on that. I don't know how to ask this. It's going to sound negative, but I don't mean it to be. But do you look at rebounding and rebound margin? Is that important to you? This, like, I noticed tonight you guys were a little bit – you had a great night rebounding and had been a percentage – negative.
Yeah, we look at we do. We were plus 12 tonight. We've been very good. We've been a good defensive rebounding team. we've been a very poor offensive rebounding team. Very poor. Another reason why Andre is now playing. And it's something we emphasize again, you know, one of our three markers, just getting back to creating some momentum when shots aren't going in. Well, extra possessions, offensive rebounds are always an emphasis for we do rebounding drill. We just weren't seeing them show up. So that's where, again, a lot of the rewiring of our conversation and letting our guys understand, okay, this is how you win, and then trying to create habits within 5-on-5, because we work on it, we talk about it, we just weren't seeing it show up. And then a lot of it is dependent. You know, obviously, Mike can do it. He's a proven offensive rebounder. Andre can do that. Brandon, with all that's on his plate, it's been a little hot and cold. But, yeah, it absolutely correlates to winning. And if you're winning, you know, defensive rebounding, if you're winning that battle, that means you're getting stops.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I answered your question.
You did.
Okay.
You did.
That wasn't negative at all.
All right, thanks. Dre, sick again? Carter?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Keaton, how are we looking there?
Day to day. Day to day. Yeah, we got a week.
7 days, which is great.
We got a week. And LaShonta Jones, she's doing great. Keaton's doing everything he can. It's just a unique lower leg.
Yeah.